Hey there, this is Chris Abraham with the Chris Cast Season 2, Episode 16. Chris in a Corset. Come back right after the message and I'll tell you what that's all about. Good morning, this is Chris Abraham, Chris Cast, Season 2, Episode 16. I just wanted to tell you way too much information about me. I've been revealing on this podcast that I'm about 350 pounds, and while people tell me I carry it well, which I think is absurd, I also realize that nobody likes looking at rolls of body on someone who's that heavy. So I've been buying and wearing rowing trowel forever because I've got this Concept 2, and I've got a membership at the Potomac Boat Club, and so I've been very, very familiar with rowing trowel and bike shorts. And then for whatever reason, I ended up buying what's called a unisuit, which you might find a better comparison to a wrestling singlet, or, you know, a wrestling suit, which is basically an integrated pair of bike shorts with a full torso and then a tank top kind of straps over your shoulder. So it covers... It covers more. It comes up to, I'd say, where a tank top comes up to or goes down to. And so it's like an integrated, stretchy performance tank top with a pair of bike shorts. So forever I bought them from JL Racing, JL Rowing, and then I started buying them from Boathouse.com. And they are my, they're basically... my scuba suit. If you remember, if you've ever seen, the movie, what is it called? The one with Rob Lowe. It's called, St. Elmo's Fire. There's a scene where I think Rob Lowe and, the blonde girl, who's a little bit chubby, start making out, and, they proceed to the lovemaking stage, and he makes fun of her because she's got on body control underwear. So that's what I wear under everything every day. If you come up to me in person, I can show you that I'm probably wearing a rowing unisuit underneath my t-shirt and shorts, or t-shirt and jeans, or jacket, t-shirt and jeans. There's a 90% chance that I will have a corset, if you will, on underneath my, a black corset underneath my overthings. The unisuit replaces my underwear. It replaces my undershirt, and what it does for me is what it does for me the most, and I like the most about it, is that if I raise my arms over my head, you can't see, and my t-shirt raises, you don't see my belly. That's really it. There's secondary benefits, but my primary benefits are to prevent you from having to see my underbelly, the heavy set male version of the under boob. So you're welcome. I'll wear that the whole day, and then I will go to spin class, and I will pull the cycling bib over the rowing trowel. So now I have two layers, one layer is the unisuit, which is basically a breathable nylon. It's stretchy. I forgot. It's a performance fabric, and it's very very stretchy and comfortable and breathes just fine. And then I'll have the bib over it with the foam crotch, so that when I go to spin or ride my bike, then I have that protection. And when I go slow jogging, if I feel especially self-conscious that I want to kind of feel reassured, I will pull a second unisuit on over my original unisuit before I go out running to kind of just keep myself together while I'm out there pounding the pavement. And then I don't know if you know this, but I've replaced all the soap in my apartment with Dawn dishwashing liquid, which I assume it's cheap and it smells nice and it doesn't smell perfumey, and I can buy tons of it and I can use it in the sink, in the sinks, in the kitchen. I can use it in the shower, which I do, and I also use it to hand wash my unisuits. Recently, I've been only wearing, well, mostly wearing Boathouse, because recently, in the last year, jail racing has just gotten junk. I mean, they're not as stretchy, they're not as flexible, they don't fit as well, they feel more constraining and structured. They don't feel like they have as much give. I feel that might be a quality control issue with the lycra spandex type materials that they use. But now I'm using a unisuit from Boathouse. I have mostly black ones, but I do buy Potomac Boat Club red, white, and black unisuits. Red, white, and blue unisuits when they are being sold by my club. So I have a bunch of dark blue, dark blue shorts, red torso, and a white star on the chest, and a PBC lettered on the back. And that's it. The additional benefits are as follows. It's like having an undershirt on, so it protects my overshirt when I'm sweating out and about. Not unlike having a tank top underneath, or another white t-shirt underneath my black t-shirt or whatever. It also prevents against chub rub. It prevents against inner thigh rubbing when you run or walk for long distances. And so it prevents that, which I find I haven't had a problem, haven't had to use my AD ointment or any type of powder or anything like that. And because it is stretchy and so forth, it's just generally comfortable. I don't have a problem with underwear riding up or riding down. I don't have any problem with any of that. And then I just wear it into the shower and wash it in there, take it off, wash it, scrub it, rinse it out, and then hang it up, and it's ready for a day or so. And I've got a bunch of them, so they pretty much replaced the Eddie Bauer underwear that I've been using forever, the boxer briefs. The problem, yeah, there's no Y front, so you basically have to do the whole, use your imagination. No, I don't have to go ahead and get completely naked to use the bathroom when it comes to that. And a benefit that I really like is if I'm in the park and it's really sunny out, and I don't feel like being topless, I can just take off my shirt and it's like I have a tank top on, so I can tan my shoulders and my upper back and my all of my arms. Instead of having a farmer tan, I'll have the tan that's similar to a 1920s male beach bather, which, pretty much were singlets in the first place. So that's it. I think, let's see. Hey Google, how much does a boathouse.com unisuit cost?
Sorry, I don't know how to help with that. Here are other things you can try.
She's no help. He's no help. It's no help. I think the price is pretty affordable. I think if I go into here and I type boat house, comes out as boatloads. Unisuit. Uninsured. Unisuit. Price. And it is $69. So it's not bad. They last forever. They're completely durable. They don't run. They don't break. Sometimes they will, after hard wearing, you'll see when you hold them up against the light, you'll see that there's areas wearing through. But I have yet to need to throw one away. And to be honest, the jail racing ones are bombproof. Those last for 100 years, and I have yet to throw one away. Although there are two really old ones that I should throw away, they're just comfy. And because if I'm wearing rowing trow, I don't care if they're falling apart, because really they're not there to go ahead and provide any body control out and about. I generally wear rowing trow only for concept to rowing. So there's that. Anyway, if you have any questions, I'll tell you how to get a hold of me after the interlude. Hey there, welcome back. Sorry for the trauma associated with hearing all that information from me. I hope you laughed. I don't know if I tried to be funny. But I'm Chris Abraham, and you can reach me at Chris Abraham on Twitter, at Chris Abraham on comment dit, Instagram, on Facebook. You can reach me Chris at abraham.su. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/chrisabraham. And my HQ, the place that I try to keep everything together. And I really need to update my site though, so that it has all of these episodes of the podcast. I just don't want that to get in the way of producing these gems, opportunities for you to get to know me, and I hope amuse you. At chrisabraham.com, or abraham.su. Anyway, I will give you another update soon. Please let me know what you think, and I will talk to you soon. Ciao.